Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. Whoop, whoop. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah.
And we are here with the dick pic episode, season five, episode
11. I feel like last week you said, yeah.
Yes. 10. So let's jump right in. I'm so excited to hear what you think about everything, Sarah.
As many people ended up looking at on social media because I had to, as a way to vent without venting. I felt like I needed to leave the episode early. It was way too much. I was getting too worked up, and like I felt like I was in a courtroom debating facts, and it was like very stressful. So, I think it opens up with Lisa and Ken and their dogs, and then Katie walks in her flannel shirt moo moo with that polka dot pocket. And
yeah,
her-
once again in the mysterious office.
Yeah. So it's like a shirt dress slash moo moo and flannel, but it has like polka dots on it. And then she's got like the choker from like 2 or 3 years ago and just like another random mishmash with, oh, and they bring the dresses to review.
I literally don't even look at her outfits. I just can't anymore. I can't even do it. Yeah, the dresses, I died. So she pulls them out of like a plastic bag and she's like, okay, so... which one do you like from Forever 21?
And like put them on a form at least, or like really, Tom volunteered to model them. He probably should have, because how can you really tell?
I definitely would have had them hanging, and yeah, I could not believe that a restaurant of it just was so unprofessional. I couldn't even believe it. Like, is that really what they're going to wear? Like, just a little $9 Forever 21 cotton dress?
I mean, it's basically what it looks like they wear now. It's like a t-shirt dress, but...
It looked thinner than that. The purple ones with the gold specs. Like, at least that was, like, something. Yeah. It looked like a little more artsy.
Like Ed Hardy.
Yeah, like Ed Hardy, yeah, mixed with, like, a Laker girl or something. Yeah.
The other thing I thought was really interesting and just so kind of Katie, she started talking about her bridal shower that's coming up in a couple days, and she's like, oh, Lisa, you know, I wanted to invite you. Like, okay, they rented out this place in Pasadena, obviously a long time ago. It's been planned. I'm sure there were invitations.
Okay, I had a question about that, yeah. Because you've lived in L.A., and so you know the L.A. Landmarks more than me. That's what Eagle Rock is?
Out that way.
Oh, really? Because I was like, how do I not know what this is? Like, I was like, is this by Calabasas? Is it, like, where is this?
I mean, like, Silver Lake to Pasadena, like, that kind of area.
Okay. I mean, it looked weird. Like, it was definitely not anywhere that I had recognized before. And the house was freaky. Didn't you think, like, you couldn't have found a more Katie-esque house?
Well, they definitely did, and we'll talk about this later, but they definitely matched the style of the bridal shower to Katie's style.
Yes, it was.
Meaning, you know, it made absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
And it was all over the place.
And then, like, perfect sense all at once. Like,
yeah,
it was...
It was like a... Yeah.
Yeah, very good job, girls.
But so I'm thinking, Lisa's your boss who not only has now made you her assistant, she employs you at Sir, but she's obviously given you this opportunity to be on the show, which is the only way you could afford your wedding at all in general. And you're so kind to give her like a verbal 2-day, oh, it'd be great if, you know, you could come. I'm like, no invitation? Or are they just pretending? You know, I don't know. They probably invited her with an invitation, but they certainly didn't mention that. So Lisa's like, what? Oh, huh.
Like she's like, you know, she's like, if I have time, maybe I'll swing by.
Well, that's how she should answer if you weren't invited with an invitation. I mean, not even an Evite? Come on.
Okay, I just looked up where Eagle Rock is, and you are correct. It's in between Pasadena and Glendale. Mm. And it kind of like borders like Los Feliz and Alhambra.
That's just like Los Feliz and, yeah, Silver Lake. And, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so and then also, you know, because any scene with Lisa, it's kind of an opportunity for the cast to catch Lisa up on what's going on, what's the latest. They also reveal that, you know, she's like, "Are you working?" And she's like, "Oh, no, I'm going to a comedy show for that Kristen is doing." And she's like, "Kristen is like the least funniest person that I know. Like, what is this?"
Yeah. I love Lisa. This is like, this episode, the only people I basically didn't hate is Lisa and, shockingly, James Kennedy.
Lisa was on fire. She had some, like, amazing lines. Yeah. For once, she really, someone really delivered.
Yeah. And her doll. We'll get to that later.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So they talk about the comedy show. And I was so excited for the comedy show because if you guys have been listening to our episode, Sarah and I and our friend Ceci were at this comedy show. We were at the Hollywood Improv for this. So we have super exclusive background info on this. And I thought we were going to be on TV.
I'm so glad we weren't. We were front row. As was our chicken fingers and french fries.
My grilled cheese.
We were staring at the cast the whole time. We were right next to the stage and right next to the giant cameras, which is why we weren't on, because we are right next to them.
Yes.
But yeah, we got there early, which we'll talk about her skits and her intro in a minute. But yeah, we got there early. Holly had a shirt from Kristen's t-shirt line on.
Yeah, I was wearing her shitty t-shirt line.
And so Kristen immediately spotted Holly and like flagged her down. And there's a possum.
What, looking in the window?
He's out there.
Oh my God.
So she was really nice.
Yeah, Kristen was super nice and wearing that red lace romper.
Yep.
And Stassi was wearing her Stassi blue blouse.
Yeah, and she was hanging out with Sheena, so we talked to Stassi and Sheena, and they were both very nice.
Yeah, they were super, super, super nice.
Yeah, and then when we sat down, remember I was like, look at, Jax is like glaring at us. He would not stop staring at us, like, but like with a death glare. And we've met him before, so we were like, is he trying to figure out who we are, or is he thinking we're stalkers? But then you mentioned, we were sitting right behind Annabelle, and didn't you say they hate each other?
I don't know. And I don't know. I think so. But
so he might have been giving Annabelle a death glare.
Maybe. Or maybe like he hates one of the producers or something, because we were right by them too.
Well, I felt like laser cut right into my face. He was death glaring. So I don't know what that was about. But whatever. So we had front row seats.
Maybe he just like can't see or something, and he's supposed to be wearing glasses, and he was squinty.
Old.
Yeah.
And he was just probably trying to place us like, how do I know those girls?
Yeah.
So now keep in mind, we had gone to the Improv in Irvine a couple weeks before and saw Rachel O'Brien and Heather McDonald, who were also the same performers this night. They just didn't show them on the show. This improv show was not, in fact, about Kristen and her sketch comedy. It was about Heather McDonald and, who we also met and talked to, is very cool.
Yeah.
And Rachel O'Brien, who's very cool and awesome.
Yes.
But what I wanted to mention was in Irvine, well, it's much bigger improv. Mm-hmm. So everyone orders food and drinks and, you know, whatever. In LA, it's much smaller and cramped. And so we didn't have a table. We just had chairs. So if you did order food, you had to put the plates on your lap. But why would you order food? Because it's LA and nobody orders food in LA.
I also felt like, and I don't know if this is true, but I have a feeling that it is. The girls were tweeting that they didn't say they were going to be there, but there is definitely, if you read between the lines, you could tell that they were possibly going to be there for this show. And I felt like a lot of the people that were in the audience were dressed to impress. And like maybe they put out a light casting call, like, please come down. You might be in the background on a Bravo show or something. That's kind of the feeling that I got. There were some girls in some bachelorette-esque dresses.
It was like a parade of bachelorette contestants for sure. And no one ate. So I don't know if it's LA or if it is just people were trying to be discovered.
Yeah, and it's funny. I saw a couple of the other comedians that were there. Oh, shoot. What's the other girl who's friends with Rachel that was there? She has the dark hair. She's
Jocelyn girl or something?
Yeah. Shoot. I can't remember her name right now. Whatever. Anyways, I saw her tweet and she's like, oh, like, thank you so much, Hollywood Improv, for having us. We sold out the venue and it was amazing to perform in the main room. And I was, my response to that was, there's another room. I didn't know that there was. Maybe there's a tiny one off to the side or something.
I mean, like the Comedy Store, where they have smaller rooms and then the main room, which is where we always go. But
yeah, I mean, I guess we didn't go out to that patio area, but yeah.
So we ordered food. I think I just ordered french fries because I knew it would want something easy and not, you know, and you got something easy too.
I got a grilled cheese.
Okay, not so easy. And then, oh, Ceci got the chicken strips or something.
Yeah, and the drunk guy ate them.
Yeah. So we quickly noticed, like, no one else is eating. The cast is staring at us. The performers are staring at us. The cameras are, like, shifting different directions. So we're like, oh, do we really want to be on TV, like, shoveling fries into our face?
Yeah, so we immediately put them under our seat and didn't even finish our meal. So that was kind of disappointing.
So then the cast and everybody could see the plates of food underneath our seat because we had no table in front of us. But Holly and I were both putting our plates under our seats at the same time. And or you were done, but I ended up like clanking on the plate. So it's during someone's performance, and all of a sudden you're like, clink, 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 clink. So yes. Everyone like turns and looks. We're like, sorry.
Yeah, that was super awkward. But I just have to say, I felt like, didn't you think that it filmed way better than it was? I mean, I know that's how a lot of things are. Like, you see it on TV and you're like, wow, that looks much different than how it was when you were actually there.
You mean appearance-wise or the comedy?
Both.
No, not on the comedy.
Okay.
It was bad in both versions.
But it was way worse in person because they weren't even mic'd up. Like, they were, clearly they were mic'd for the show, which, like, that was rude to us who were paying patrons at the Comedy Store that had zero so they go up there for their let's just talk about the dick pic little episode. So they go up there, but you guys, they weren't mic'd.
They were yelling,
but not, they weren't yelling that loud. Like, I could have yelled much louder than that and, you know, been, but maybe they didn't want to yell because they knew they were mic'd. It was just weird. I just remember thinking, like, really? We're at the Hollywood Improv and they can't mic them up? Like, there's professional lights. They're on a stage. Why aren't they mic'd? It just made no sense. But I found it strange. I did not remember a dick pic being held up.
Yeah, I don't.
That was not a huge issue at the time. And you can even see on the episode, it's like the crappiest Photoshop job I've ever seen. It's like I could have drawn something better.
I don't remember at all, like, seeing a guy's, as they were describing it, looking down at his shoes. And like, and
no.
I agree with Stassi to Brittany, like, really, how could you possibly, like,
no, there was no way.
There's like a scar or something.
There was no way you could see that it was a D-I-C-K on there,
and
because
she was far away from where they were, because they were actually closer to us because they were standing on the left-hand side of the stage.
They maybe would have an argument if they held up like a poster size image of it, but they were holding up an 8x11 white piece of copy paper that was folded in half.
I bet she saw it like before or after filming, like just laying around, like, as their prop.
Yeah,
because they were all there hours early, which is part of the problem with, well, before we get into the sketches, I guess, is Kristen's intro, which was horrifying. And she, like, runs up on stage pretending she's late. I'm so sorry I'm late. Oh, my God. And it's like, you're not late. You've been standing outside taking pictures of yourself for 3 hours. So fail on that. And then her delivery was just so horrible and forced.
You know, I think, like, what was the most uncomfortable for me is I was rooting for her. I wanted her to be funnier than Ariana. I was like, please, like, let this work. Like, we're all here for you, Kristen.
Yeah.
And I was uncomfortable at how she was acting ditzy, or like, when she comes running on stage, she's like, sorry. And like, she was doing this like acting thing where she was acting like she'd like rub her hair and be like, I just, like, she'd like twirl her hair a little bit, be like, I don't know. I just,
yeah.
And it was like, you again, it's like with the dumb thing. It's like, Kristen, you're not dumb. Right. And it's uncomfortable watching you try to act.
She should have played up on her strengths of like being a crazy stalker or something. Like the way Stassi jokes about being obsessed with murder. And she should have taken on that kind of persona that's truer to her personality. And it might have been funnier. But yeah, she was acting and it was horrible scripting or whatever.
And the timing was really weird. And yeah, it was like we all were wanting it to work, but it just came off really weird. And I felt a lot of I was confused. I was like, wait, was she late? Wait, no, I saw her
right
before.
Hours before.
Yeah, it was just like, wait. It was really, really confusing. And I felt everyone was confused.
I mean, did you see the cast? Like all of them, they weren't even smiling. First of all, they weren't laughing. None of them were smiling except for Brittany, but that's just because that's her permanent expression. She's always smiling. God bless her.
Yeah.
Can't say anything bad about her. So, I mean, it was really awkward to watch it on TV when they're just like the Panda Peter and he looks like bored as hell and like he wanted to roll his eyes. Everyone else, even like her best friends, they were like deadpan. Like how horrible. Like I know what it's like to be on stage. And so you always seek out those people that are giving you like those upside down smiles and those like nods of approval.
Uh-huh.
Her friends should have been doing that, but they were all like,
well, and I think everyone in the audience was like wanting to be that for her, but we were all so confused.
Right.
We were like, what is going on? And that theme really continued throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
And so,
sketches. They just did the one with the dick pic on the show. They did like three and they were all terrible.
So then in between they had like acts, professional comedians that were funny. You know, they came on and then it would be like a little commercial would come on and then the girls would come back up, not mic'd or anything, and like yell out a little skit that, again, the timing was really off.
It just wasn't funny.
Like it almost would have been, they should have just held like a notebook and read the sketch. And then we would have been like, oh, well, they're just reading it. So that's why it's coming off like a little unauthentic.
It was just awkward. And the whole audience was confused and like didn't know what to do with it.
And the sound thing was just really strange. Because it's like you felt like you couldn't even laugh because your laugh would have been equal to how they were talking. So it would have interrupted the whole, like if I would have laughed, it would have just like disrupted the whole entire show.
Yeah, I don't know why Rachel did that with them. That's kind of like bringing her down in her career because like she's done USO tours and she opens for Heather McDonald.
Yeah.
And even I think that other girl, the Gabby girl that was like the one, like the host speaking, like I've seen her before.
She actually saved the whole thing in my opinion. Like, thank God she was there because she kind of was like helping it through those weird moments.
She was acting like a QVC host or something. Yes. So it was like funny-ish.
And she was in a cute dress. Like, it was kind of like working. That saved it a little bit. But I guess the reason why I commented on the editing of the show is that the dick pic scene or that little sketch thing, I did not see that as important. And when I saw them highlighting that so much and talking about it, I was like, okay, I was there and I missed that.
And actually, no one was closer to those three than us two.
Yeah.
Because we were in the top far left and they were like right there. They walked right past us to get on stage.
Yes.
Because the cast was in like the middle to the middle right. So they were on, you know, like, so we had the closest bird's eye view and it wasn't like
And
that.
I did not get to view the dick pic. There was absolutely no way that I could see it. Like that's why it was just kind of funny that they're like, oh yeah, it was like plain as day. We were just staring at Jack's dick. Like, no, you weren't. I was there. It was not on display. It wasn't.
Yep.
They made that part up. So that's kind of annoying.
Yeah. And like, because even if they recognized the photo because it had been tweeted out, like they were so far away from, there's just no way. I think they saw it as a prop backstage and they went off that.
Yeah. Still so weird though, like it was and it was like clear that it was like pretty much like their friends in the audience. Like I get why Brittany was mad about it and everything, but I it was not a big deal in the while we were at the show. I didn't notice it at all.
Well, I mean, that is a big point that I have to make, is even though that wasn't reality of what happened, she's saying that is to them, you know, Stassi and Katie, they talk about loyalty, and Kristen talk about loyalty and respect for your friend. Like, they're bashing Lala because she disrespected Katie. It's like, really? You don't even run this past Brittany? And like, everyone, the way they talk about Katie, like, oh, I'm only doing, even Ariana, oh, I only care about Katie because she's so nice. She's so nice. Everyone's like, Katie's so nice. It's like, no, are you sure you guys aren't talking about Brittany? Because she's actually the only truly nice person without an agenda or trying to look nice. And like, you don't give her the respect or loyalty to just give her a heads up or ask her.
I mean, it's just classic, and I hate to keep I hate to keep saying this, but it's like classic mean girl behavior, because they view her as weak. They view her as, she's always got that smile on, and they know they can take advantage. I mean,
it's already hard. He slept with Rachel, Stassi, Kristen, like half that whole group. So that's already hard. And she's so accepting. She could have easily said, I don't want you hanging out with people you slept with before. A lot of girls do that. Mm-hmm. And she's not only accepted it, but she accepts him as her friends. And then this is how they repay her. Horrible.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I go through my phases with Brittany of like kind of being, I don't know. I don't know what she can expect out of Jax. Like, she has to remember who she's with and kind of put herself in line with that. But you do feel bad because she's so sweet. And even when...
I agree with that, but that wasn't Jax's fault. This was Kristen and Rachel not respecting her. And, and the way they talk about friendship and Sheena and Lala versus, you know, with the Katie thing, it's like... But you're not even respecting her.
No, they definitely.
And Brittany has,
they took advantage,
done
for sure.
Nothing wrong to nobody.
Yes.
Ever. And it's like, really, this is a person you're kind of going to like shit on? Like,
yeah, I agree. And then I felt bad even when I thought it was funny that she was telling the person who she had to tell that she was upset about it was Stassi. It's like, that also is, you know, uncomfortable. And it was. Yeah. Oh, and a shout out to Annabelle. I spotted her in that scene when Stassi is talking to Brittany and comforting her about the dick pic. We saw Annabelle twice.
I didn't the first time. So when I rewatched, I had to like freeze frame. I'm like, is that her?
Yeah.
She was talking to some dude in glasses, right?
I took like a screenshot of it to try to like post on Instagram, but it just came out like freaky looking. So I won't do that to her.
By the staircase, right? She was kind of by the staircase. Yeah.
But I felt bad for her. And actually, when she was talking to Stassi, it was fine. But when they came over to her house to discuss it with her and Jax, I relate to Brittany in this way. I smile a lot. And even when I have to bring up something to someone that I'm mad about, I usually can't correct my smile. Like, I still have that plastered on my face so people can't tell when I'm pissed.
Yeah.
But I felt bad. She was like still smiling. She's like, you guys, like,
I was really hurt.
Yeah. She's like, that actually was really messed up. And she's like trying to be serious, but she still has like this pageant smile on. Yeah. And I just felt like, oh, like I wished that she could get more angry with them so they could really get it through their heads.
I was impressed she said as much as she did. Like,
it was
how she was
really she really spoke up for herself. I was like, wow. I was really impressed by that. And they received it well too. Like, it was a very mature, like,
But then Kristen goes onto the little confessional and she's like, what's a big deal? Hasn't everyone seen Jack's dick? And
so
she kind of like, She apologized, but she obviously didn't really mean it, because then she went and said that.
Did you kind of follow her train of thought and search for dick pic? Like, did you Google dick pic and see what comes up?
Oh, I almost did, because I was like, when I watched it again today, I was like, there's no way when you Google that, like, you will get plenty of material to use. Come on.
Okay, so I did it, and she's right. Like, there, it's the weirdest thing. Like, I don't know, like, if I have like my Google set to like child lock.
Right,
do it. Look at all the presidents that come up. It's just like she said. Like, I had to go like
presidents.
Yes. Like, I'm pretty sure like Jefferson is on the front thing, or it's like one of those white haired dudes. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. So I was like, okay. I tested that, and then I'm not gonna lie, I also searched for Jax Taylor.
Well, that's what comes up as dick pic Twitter search. Jax Taylor comes up. Well, and all the how to take a dick pic, ask men. Dick pic sections, the Daily Dot. I mean, funny dick pic memes. Like,
but go to dick pic and then just images. Here, I'll show you. But I thought that was just so funny, and I was like, I totally want to see the picture. Oh, and then I thought it was weird too that the first person who mentioned the
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got it.
Right?
Andy Dick, Donald Trump, a sequin dick.
Yeah. It's just kind of...
Well, there's... Yeah, I mean, there's...
There's definitely other stuff they could have used, like even on page one that I'm seeing. It was
ew.
Just...
Ew.
Yeah.
Is that bread?
I don't know. Yeah, there. It's... It, but it's...
It's a lot of Andy Dick.
But you definitely have to funnel through.
Right.
It is a little more difficult than...
But come on. She also has to then go back through how many tweets to find this jacked, unless she saved it to where...
She probably screenshotted it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, I could see that maybe, like, if we had a friend that did that and we were, like, we might use it. But, again, like, I would hope that I would think, like, oh, I better not do that to the girlfriend. I mean, she should have done
what Stassi had the, I guess, etiquette to do by asking Brittany first if she could podcast with Jax. Like,
yes.
That was probably, that was a cool thing to do. So yes. That's what they should have done.
Yes, I agree.
You know?
Okay, so let's jump back really quick to Lala coming into work and kind of explaining herself to...
The whole time, did you notice the song?
No.
Really?
I didn't.
The whole time she's walking in and Tom and Ariana there, the whole background song is, ooh, la, la, la. Ooh, la, la, la.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious. It's like for 5 minutes. It's like, la, la, la. La, la.
Oh my God, I'll have to watch it again. I did not notice that.
Yeah, I have it. You can still watch it here.
I feel like with the notes that I have for this scene was I don't think I could even hear sound. I don't even know that I heard this whole conversation because I was just so in shock at how she looks when she walks in and how she looked in that dress and how thin she films and just,
yeah,
it's just unbelievable. Her body is unbelievable.
Yeah,
like, it's just... What I would do to be able to be filmed sitting and look that thin. Like, I wonder how tall she is. Like, I feel like she's like 5'11 or something.
Oh, we could Google that too. Okay, I know we're jumping ahead, but in line with this and how you're saying how good she looks, her point to James about, dude, this is LA. If you're halfway attractive, have boobs, whatever, like, this is what happens. And you know what? She's right. And that doesn't mean like you have to screw guys to get stuff and whatnot. But this is no different than the Playboy Mansion. This is, I was telling Holly, there's all sorts of dudes in the Hollywood Hills that throw mansion parties that invite girls, oftentimes pay girls. They just want girls there because pretty girls attract other girls who those guys might then be able to sleep with. Like, a lot of these girls will go to these events, parties, jet, you know, private jets to Vegas, whatever, like, especially like a decade ago when the Palms was popping off and that kind of thing. That does happen. And these girls aren't sleeping with these dudes. They're going for the free trip or the free party with their girlfriends or the free alcohol and whatnot. And it's like the Playboy Mansion. Not every girl that goes to the Playboy Mansion is sleeping with some old creepy dude. Like, they're going for the party and the experience.
Yes.
And that's what you do in your 20s. And that is very LA. And yeah, sure, there are some girls that, you know, take it further, but a lot don't, or most. It's like saying, you know, every stripper is a prostitute. It's like, obviously not true. Sure, I'm sure it happens. I'm sure it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So she was spot on. Whether you like it or not, it is very, it's an LA thing for sure. It's a Vegas thing. It's a New York thing. I mean, it happens and it's happened forever. So whatever. These girls, they just seem, I don't know if they're bitter and they're just trying to like tear her down to boost themselves up. But I mean, I don't think they're angry because she's getting stuff for doing, you know, sexual favors. I think they're just not really happy with their lives right now.
So Lala, she comes in and she's trying to explain herself. And, you know, Tom and Ariana are standing behind the bar, like kind of with their hands on their hip, like, well, like, let's hear it. And she explains that, you know, she's sorry and that she'll pay them back. And, you know, they're kind of saying, well, you don't really know what went into it. Again, like, we had paperwork to fill out and and, you know, your NASCAR ticket had your name on it. And, you know, what are we supposed to do with it now? And she just said that she felt like, you know, it was a setup and that she just felt a lot of anxiety about having to be on the trip with Jax. And I mean, I 100% agree with her. I just wish that, kind of like Tom said too, that she had been a little more upfront about that, about having, you know, being nervous about that. And maybe they would have been expecting it a little bit more.
Yeah. Cause I mean, she obviously just woke up with anxiety about it. And I mean, we've all done that where at the last minute you freak out and you're like, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Too close of quarters. You just know that. And I mean, in her defense, Jax was really violently yelling at her. Kind of
the bar, embarrassing.
And it wasn't the type of yelling where you could maybe Tom and Ariana could jump in and help her out. It was aggressive and he wasn't going to be able, you couldn't argue your facts.
Yeah, she didn't really have a wingman. She wasn't going with a boyfriend. She wasn't even going with James. I think she needs a support person. A friend. Person.
Yeah. She should have taken someone that would have helped. So then she also said, was this a setup throwing Lala to the lion's den? And I like when she refers to herself in the third person. You know, she's like, you know, Lala doesn't like that. And then she's like, well, I have a present for you if, you know, I don't know if you want it or. And Ariana's just like, I don't know. But so that was sad. I'm sure that wasn't an easy scene for her to do either, where it was just like, ugh, let's get this over with and move on. And then when does she visit James?
So then
it was the comedy club thing. And then she goes to visit James, I think.
Yeah.
And so she goes to visit James and he's still in that super deluxe Beverly Hills adjacent penthouse. And so she walks in and he's like, would you like some ice cream? And the ice cream has just been a theme with DJ James, or also known on Twitter as the White Kanye West. And I think his ice cream thing is kind of cute.
Yeah, I mean, whatever gets him through the day. And this is the only, you know, episode he's been likable. And I know, you know, we're not defending Lala. We're not justifying the other girls, because they have no reason, just kind of get a life. She's not in your life. She doesn't hang out with you guys. Who cares? But yeah, now time to diss on her. Dude, she was totally trying to tempt him and peer pressure him. Come on, just a baby shot. And
yeah, I had to say, Lala made me feel stupid twice in this episode. The first was when she was like, you know, he offers her the ice cream and I was like, ooh, yum. I would say yes. And she's like, I'm a grown ass woman. I'd like a drink. And I was like, oh, so I shouldn't have been excited about the ice cream. I should have wanted a drink. And then the other time where I felt like, oh man, is when she was like, if you live in LA and you have boobs and you're pretty, you should be on a private jet. And I was like, ooh, I've never experienced that. I really missed out. And so both times I was like, dang, Lala, I felt like Stassi and Katie and Kristen for sure. And Sheena.
But she pointed out, especially Sheena's lived here her whole life. No, she lived in Covina, that's not LA.
Yes.
Or wherever. Yeah, somewhere like that. But no, she is... I mean, no, obviously not every pretty girl with boobs.
I looked it up too. She's 5'7", not 5'11". 5'7".
Okay.
It's not super tall.
Nope.
But I couldn't believe either that she was pressuring him to drink.
Yeah.
He was trying to be good and have some ice cream. So that was interesting. So then they have a conversation about the kind of the RV trip and what she was doing, and he calls her out for staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel all weekend.
Yeah.
Have you ever stayed at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
No, I wouldn't, because of who owns it.
Oh, who owns it?
It's like this horrible Middle Eastern, Saudi prince that kidnaps women and
what?
Yeah, he's disgusting.
Is the Beverly Hills Hotel though the one that was it's pink and super iconic and super expensive?
I would have before he owned it. A lot of people ban it.
Really? Yeah. When did has he? Because I thought I visited there once, but it was years ago. Interesting. I'll have to read about that.
Yeah. Google it.
Okay. Okay. So she tells him, hey, you should come over this weekend. We're going to go to Malibu, get a helicopter and stuff. And, you know, what does he ask there? He says something. He's like, well, who's paying for that? He tries to do the little script. And she's like, dude, don't even.
Yeah.
And that's when she launches into her little tirade of, you know, this is how LA works. Like, how do you guys not know this?
And then that kind of goes back to why Kristen and Stassi want to meet with James, because Stassi says in her little confessional, you know, I'm going to prove that she's a certifiable skank. And oh, and then she also says she said, I know for a fact she's sleeping with a married guy. Okay. So my two things are, if you know for a fact, then produce that evidence, that documentation on the show. Or if it's not like in physical format, if it's through person format, bring that person on the show. Like, don't say this stuff unless you're willing to back it up. So therefore, I still think it's hearsay. And yes, you trust this person, but it's a telephone game. Maybe a little bit's true here and there. And you've now just, you can't say, you know, for a fact. And then what's your point in all of this? Again, is she, you know, like, have any effect on your life? She in your life? No. I guess she's doing it to defend some comments she made to Katie from months ago or whatever. But she wants to prove she's a certifiable skank. Okay. And so here's my other issue. So your best friend that, you know, fucks your boyfriend, that's not a skank. You even, Stassi, who I'm actually now kind of calling Trumpet because she's like orange like Trump and a girl. So she's, I'm going to call her Stassi Trumpet. Who every season takes your clothes off, runs naked into whatever, you know, body of water or whatever, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you do in front of cameras. This year you did it in front of a resort full of, you know, bar and restaurant patrons at what you call an upscale Montauk resort. Like, that's not skanky. Like, if I'm at an upscale resort and I see a girl take her clothes off, you know, with camera lights on her, the lighthouse light on her, running around naked in front of, like, yeah, well, I would say that's a little skanky. So careful of the labels you throw out, because your behavior, Kristen's behavior, certainly, your other best friend, Sheena, who, you know, has quote unquote broken up a marriage. Like, why, you know, why is it just, you know, good for one person and not the other?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And again, not defending Lala. Don't care. Who cares? Why is it anyone's business? You know, just kind of focus on your own life, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we're watching the Beverly Hills Housewife talking about the, like, the Munchausen thing. It's like
over and over.
It's the theme is just, and in that respect, I am with Lala. I mean, she said it from the beginning. They keep talking about me. They're talking about me. They're talking about me. Like, and she's, I mean, at first I was like, okay, Lala, calm down. Like, it's happening. Like, they're just bringing it up. But now it's like, okay, I'm like.
And like you said,
I'm getting dizzy.
She's getting off the show because they wouldn't treat her like a full-time castmate, like, financially through the network and whatnot. Like, well, she's right. It is. This whole season's about her. If she's not getting paid or treated as a main or supporting even really cast member, why should she open up her life? Why should she divulge whatever? And so we're talking about a tweet that happened earlier tonight. Holly read to me with Stassi going off about how this is their baby. They've opened up their lives. And I get that. But a couple things, like, A, she's not being paid or acknowledged to do that at all. She's not even in the credits. So why would she? B, as with any Bravo show, unless it's canceled after season one, which is many times the case, every other Bravo show that lasts, the cast is constantly changing, being updated. People go in and out. You have to, because, I mean, get used to it. This isn't your show. It's a show about the situation. And right now, this is the cast. But I mean, as we've already said, that's, it's kind of like 90210. Yeah, they could be seniors for a couple years, but eventually you either got to get new high school students or you got to follow them to college.
Right, right.
You know, so yeah, there are going to be new cast members, or it's going to be kind of sad watching you guys at, you know, 55 in little dresses at Sir. But that's part of nature. That's part of reality TV. It's part of regular TV. So it's not your baby. You didn't create it. You don't own it. Yes, you were a major part of it. But this season, everything's about Lala. So, you know, get over yourself.
I guess I just, the part that I feel like is missing is I just don't understand why. It's clear that Kristen, Stassi, Katie, they're all on the same team trying to work towards creating drama, drumming up drama about this Lala situation. Like, they are working hard to keep this going.
Like, so they worked season one super hard to keep Sheena off the show.
Exactly. It's basically they're following their same little pattern.
Yeah.
But I can't help but wonder if maybe it would have gone, it would have been translated better onto film or whatever if they would have included Lala in this plan and said, listen, you are a part of this and you are like, it just seems like they should have maybe had a conversation if they're looking at what the fans are wanting to see. Because as a huge Vanderpump Rules fan, as a huge Stassi, Kristen, Katie fan, I'm not
Katie fan, really.
Well, like, I'm an original fan, like a OG.
I know, but was fan. Anyone ever like a super fan of Katie's? Like, I'm just saying, like, I know, like you said, when Stassi left, Kristen really stepped up and carried the show, which she did. Like, we knew right then, show goes on. Stassi is not needed.
If I had to list them in order, it would probably go Stassi's number one, then Kristen, and then Jax. And Katie probably wouldn't even make my list.
No, then Sheena.
Yeah. And then
Ariana.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then
the Toms are the same.
Yeah, they're like the same
thing.
And
this is not including James or Lala.
And then Max, and then Peter. and Elisa, of course, like, she's always fun. Yeah, but... Yeah, I don't know. It's just fresh. I'm feeling so frustrated. And even tonight, like, here we are, we're recording, talking about episode 11, and we're watching in real time as they're fighting on Twitter over the dumbest thing. And it's like, really? Like, this is
still.
So now we have.
This was 6 months ago that this was filmed, and they're fighting tonight on Twitter.
Currently. Yeah, they're currently fighting. And so now the divide is Katie, Kristen, and Stassi versus Lala and James. And then you have Ariana and Tom in another corner, you know, who are taking down Stassi. And it's just like, what is going on here? And why should I continue to be a fan of this show? It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Because yes, I like Lala. Yes, I like DJ James Kennedy. Yes, I like the other group, but no one's really giving me, I can't stand on like my soapbox and really stand up for any of
anyone.
Them because it's just a cluster F.
You're not rooting for anyone.
No.
And like you're not even hating anyone. You hate all of them. You're not rooting for any of them.
I definitely feel embarrassed to say that this is that I watched this instead of The Bachelor on Monday because I was left just going like, what the hell did I just watch?
Yeah.
And I love the drama, but it's just not making sense. And
yeah,
I can't even
in no normal world would I probably root or support Lala, not because of her lifestyle, but because of the way she acted at Sky Bar with the body comments and that sort of thing like that. OK, that's gross. But that's all I've seen.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, but I don't read all the stuff that they keep claiming she was so mean and horrible to Katie. Like, I haven't read any of that because I just don't care. I go with what's on the show.
But in defense, again, of Lala, here I go again. Katie can be really nasty, too.
I know. Like Ariana was saying, like, with all of them, and she was like, with Kristen, you know, like, you want me to make a list? And like, Katie can totally be nasty. And then Katie's like, this is my bridal shower. It's like, yeah, you and Stassi are ruining it, not Ariana. You attacked her.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Yeah. Okay. So we're still on Lala and James. So then they start talking. Oh, okay. No. Okay. So now Stassi, Kristen, and James meet up. So they arrange a little meeting. And so they're waiting in this restaurant bar or wherever they are. And James comes walking in. And this was like another amazing scene. Like, he comes rolling in with his glasses on. And, you know, Kristen's like acting like a little bit nervous. Like, she's like, I don't really want to do this, but I will for, you know, the end result.
Yeah.
And so he comes in and they start grilling him kind of, you know, about what's going on.
They hate him. He's their sworn enemy. And they're doing it just to bring down another girl.
And they're kissing his ass. Like, they are definitely, you know, trying to act like, oh, like, we'll be cool with you if you give us what we want.
Mm-hmm. Remember Stassi did that in Cabo with Jax when she wanted to confirm of the. She's like, I'll just be really sweet to him and I'll swim up to him topless. So I'll be like, Jax. And she's very manipulative and she knows exactly what she's doing.
Yes. So this is when they start talking about Coachella. And I was really bummed about this because I do not follow Tom and Ariana on Snapchat. And I wish I would, because I kind of remember this going on and I did not follow it because I never follow anything that they're doing because it was just so obnoxious how they were so separate from everyone.
Yeah.
But so there was a lot of questions as to were they with Lala at Coachella? Were they staying in one of the houses? Was the boyfriend there? Did they see him? Did they have to sign? So the word of the day was like NDA, the non-disclosure agreement. And did they sign one? And right away, Stassi's like, so James pulls it up on his phone and it's like he just like took a photo of like this crumpled up paper.
Yeah, like it could have been pulled up from anywhere because it had no names on there. So how
it had a blank.
And like, how do you do an NDA confidentiality with no name? I'm like, that's just any agreement then. Like, I have you them
could
right here.
You could Google it, print it out yeah. and say, sign this.
And just say, like, he didn't really reveal anything about Lala to them. He just said, oh, we got this. But then Stassi took it. It's like, I think she's like, her wheels started turning. Like, now I can bring Ariana down too. Like,
it was, I mean, Stassi is smart, always thinking like a step ahead like that. I appreciated where she was going with that.
But who cares?
And I did think that the agreement was funny how it was like crumpled up. Like, you could tell like he like got it and then like he kind of thought about it and it was just funny. It was, yeah. comical. But so the Coachella thing comes into play and they're like, okay, you know, what's going on? And so yeah, Stassi mentions maybe that Tom and Ariana did sign that because all of their behavior has indicated them kind of standing up for Lala, not answering a lot of questions, and it would make sense that they signed that. And Sheena comes right out and says, no, there's no way that yeah. Ariana would do that.
She can't fathom that someone would just has their own shit going on that they don't need to like talk shit and bring other people down. Like, she just like, there must be a reason for this. Oh wait, I wanted to bring up a really important point, not to backtrack, but when what? She was talking about Lala not opening up her life and this is our show and our baby, so they're trying to get her off of it.
Yes.
Stassi, because we know you're listening, we never once saw your boyfriend Patrick. You never opened up about him outside of you broke up. But we never heard anything about your guys' life. We never saw him. That part, that was not open at all. So
I feel like her answer to that was that he chose not to be on the show. Well, it's same with this guy. Lala said right. He chooses not to.
But she still never talked about the relationship. All she would say is, we broke up, or no, we're together.
Right.
And so like, you're not like, talking about your relationship. Nobody even knows who this guy is. Nor is Lala. So how come it's good for you but not her?
I agree. And also, I sense a little bit of bitterness on Stassi's part about saying that she's laid it all on the line and Lala hasn't, because Lala has gotten very far with less TV time than Stassi has, and Stassi has had to do more dirty work, and Lala's kind of risen to fame with not revealing as much and doing the dirty work that Stassi has. So I feel like she's maybe a little bit bitter about that
yeah.
she has quote unquote gone on Stassi's coattails, but she's done it in kind of a smarter way. And I mean, I would probably be mad at that too, but I don't know that I would be. I feel like the way that she's opening herself up is that she's giving us reason to slam. Stassi is giving us a reason to be critical of the decisions that she's making because she is attacking Lala. It's just, it's not a popular way to live your life. And so if that's yeah. what she's talking about, then that makes sense. If she is saying, I have to attack Lala to keep this show moving, then that makes more sense than trying to act like she's trying to be right. the moral compass of the world.
Because we were wondering at the beginning of the season, what is the show going to be about? Because we all know they're all friends. Thanks to social media, we know everything about the wedding. We've seen all the pictures already. So what's the storyline? Because they're all friends. So yeah, if she's doing it for that reason, like you said, it would have been cool if her and Lala were in cahoots. They're like, well, let's do this. We'll both get famous. Blah, blah, blah.
Let's fight on Twitter. Let's do that. Like,
yeah.
But it just, I don't feel, there's a disconnect. It's just, it's not the, no one like thought it through. It's just not a seamless thing yeah. that's going on here. Maybe it will come together and it'll make sense in the end. But right now, ugh, like I was literally dreading doing this podcast today because I I did not have, you texted me yesterday having a strong opinion about how you felt about the episode. And I didn't have that opinion because I couldn't take anyone's side. I felt just like, how am I going to talk about this when I literally can't take anyone's side?
Like, I'm not on anyone's side, and I feel like I'm playing devil's advocate. I do it with Sheena. I do it with Lala.
Yes.
I'm not either huge fans of either one, but I guess I'm on the side of like logic and hypocrisy. I don't know. And like, that's why Ariana, like, I know we've been like down on her the last couple of weeks, not for anything bad she's done, just like her and Tom have just kind of like, you know, just whatever. But, you know, I was very excited at the end. That was just, that made me so happy. It made Andy Cohen so happy. Like, that was the best, because there's someone like with their own backbone that stands up to Stassi. Like, you're not going to tell me what my opinion should be. I don't need to listen to you. I don't give a fuck. Like, oh my God, I can't. We'll get to the ending later, but that was just like, oh.
Yeah. Well, let's get it. Let's just skip through the other stuff really quick. Okay. So next up we have Katie's shower. And so we see the girls, you know, preparing for it. Kristen, you know, has her brand new convertible BMW filled with all of the stuff that she needs for the.
Okay. And exactly. So you see them like normal, like I've done, you've done for bridal, baby showers, that sort of thing. You get there many hours early.
Yes.
You decorate. You
yes.
set up.
Yes.
We've always rented places. We yes. rent hotel suites.
Yes.
Like phenomenal places.
Yes.
You get there either the day before.
Uh-huh.
They probably got there the day of because they didn't want two nights rental. But you get there as soon as possible. So many hours before the shower starts, because they have to decorate. They have to like get shit set up. They have to get the food set up, blah, blah, blah. You can tell they're there early to do that. Why are you bringing... If her favorite thing is Taco Bell, fine, get a Taco Bell truck, or, you know, before it starts, designate one of the guys or designate somebody, like, you know, an off friend, not a bridesmaid. Hey, if it starts at 3, at 2:30,
I mean, like Postmates delivers Taco Bell,
right? Like, pick up all this fresh Taco Bell at 2:30. Like, no, they brought it with them. So it sat there for hours getting soggy and nasty and cold?
I do kind of have like a mini confession about that. Like, I actually enjoy Taco Bell when it's been sitting there a while. I know that's so disgusting, but like sometimes I get like 3 Taco Supremes and like I will put one in the fridge and like eat it cold.
Okay, well, sometimes when I've gone and I get 1 or 2 or 3 things, it just depends.
And you don't finish it all. You leave.
And I think because, you know, like I'm hungover or I'm starving, so I'll get like 3 things. And I'm like, what am I thinking?
Yeah, you overdo it.
By mid-second thing, I'm like already like, ugh.
Oh, that
cheese. And so then I'll leave it. I'm like, oh, I'll want it later, especially if you're hungover. No, I've tried it later and it's like horrifying.
Yeah, it's definitely like dog food-ish.
And so I'll give you that, but you're probably not in the like, probably most people are gonna think and I'm sorry, it's like a baby shower, like, okay, do that as kind of a kitschy one-off thing, like, oh, here's your Taco Bell tower, just heat it up, but like have other shit. Did you see what's on the table?
The tequila?
No. Oh, that was their takeaway, which is fine.
That was
cute.
That was like that. I have that in my notes as that being the cutest and favorite thing
the
that I've
only
seen
thing
in
that
the
was
wedding
cute.
So far.
Okay, the table and
was
I,
on brand.
I backed up. I freeze framed. I studied that
what?
Table.
What?
Oh my God, that table was horrible. It was just that the only food they had, well, at least that they showed, was the tower of Taco Bell that was like, you know, 4 hours old. Then a little bowl of chips or crackers. I'm not even sure what, but nothing to go with it, like no cheese or salami or anything. And then a little bowl of like, it looked like Hershey candy bars or something. But all this space in between those two bowls, so there's like no decorations, no other little foods. And then like this random pineapple sitting off to the side that wasn't carved. It wasn't, you couldn't eat it because it wasn't cut up. So I'm like, okay, was this for decor? Because it was like pushed off to the side. So it was not feng shui at all. But you should, if it's for decor, then have another one to balance it out. But if it's for eating, somebody cut that up. But they had nothing to eat besides a Taco Bell. And then did you see the cake?
Okay. I was trying
Albertsons does a better job.
I was trying not to be critical of that because I thought, okay,
I can't even.
We can relate to this because Sarah got me like the most beautiful cake I've ever seen ever in my, like, I still cannot even believe that I received this cake at my baby shower. It was a freaking baby. It was like in the shape of a baby.
In a bathtub.
In a bathtub. With a shower. With bubbles. It was incredible. I'll post it.
It was like 200 pounds.
It was an, So when, well, first of all, the first thing that I noticed was I liked the decoration of the cake, but I felt like
I didn't understand it.
Like maybe they forgot to put like everything they were going to write on there because it was like Mrs. Bubba, but then there was like
it was like off to the top left.
It was like top left, and there was like literally so, like they should have like continued the leaves up the cake then. It was
or said Schwartz or something, like, or
it's like they forgot to write something. It was really,
and then Katie was like, "Oh, Mrs. Bubba," and her like lispy,
"Mrs. Bubba, so love that Bubba." So if I were to describe the colors of this, shower, I would say it was pink and lime green slash neon green.
But then the cake was like
baby pink and forest green.
No, I think it was like orange and forest green.
Oh, was it?
It was like orangey, not pinky.
And then like when they're cutting it, so I was saying like, so Sarah got me this beautiful cake, but it was really hard to cut.
Yeah.
So I was trying to give, like, forgive them a little bit for how when they're cutting the cake, like the crumbs are like going into the frosting and it was just really basic looking. I thought, okay, maybe they're not using a sharp enough knife or it just didn't film well. It was
like
well.
Your basic Albertsons cake that's like $3.99.
I actually thought maybe one of them made it and decorated. Like that would make more sense if one of them was like, let me make this because.
That would be cooler. Still, I think you should go to a little more effort.
The fact that they shouldn't have filmed it. They should have just left it out. Yeah. They should have said, you know what? We're good on that. Let's just, it's just not really film friendly.
No.
It was really strange.
And it was just like one little cake and there was like 15 people there. Oh, and that was the, well, okay. Should we segue into that? There's, you know, lots of people there we didn't know. It wasn't just bridesmaids. So for Stassi to be like, why is Ariana here? She's not a bridesmaid. It's like, well, there's other people there at the shower that aren't bridesmaids. That's a standard shower. And she actually is in the wedding.
Yeah, I thought that comment was really strange. Again, it didn't really make sense to anything that we're seeing on camera. She's like, you know, Ariana wants to go with the guys and she gets to go hang out with the guys.
She's jealous. Yeah. She's jealous.
That's one thing that Stassi will not tolerate is
right,
someone.
Remember Sheena did that?
Yes.
And they hated her for it.
They don't like a girl that is friends with guys. That's just not appropriate. And that's on Stassi's no-no list. So, we see Ariana come in and I'm sure that this wasn't a comfortable day for her. Clearly she doesn't really like filming with the other girls. So she was really walking into the lion's den.
Like she said on Andy, she brought half the decorations.
Well, I have a comment about that. Just as bad as the cake were the balloons.
Right. But that was really the only decoration I saw.
But you can't say that you contributed to the shower by bringing 9 balloons from Party City that were like it was like 7 pink balloons with like 3 creepy green ones.
It was really weird.
Really weird. And then the way like they didn't like bunch them together. They were just in the living room with the weird ass strings coming down.
Because there was no theme and there's no decoration bringing it all together. So maybe she agreed to bring them, but it was like the other girls, the other girls should have done shit with them and decorated them.
You know what I think it is? I think that none of them have the decorating gene in them because
There was that long stairwell. They could have just tied them.
Because, I mean, think about it. Since the show has started, we've never really seen them throw a cute party. Their parties are horrible. It's always like this. It's like,
yeah.
And then they just fight. Like, that is their decoration is the fighting.
Yeah.
So poor Ariana brings her little poor balloon bouquet that she's just super offended that people aren't really grateful that she brought it. And she even mentioned it when she brought it up with Andy on the after show thing. And I was just like, oh my God, you're really going to bring that up? I would try to make people forget about that balloon thing that you brought. So, but I did feel really bad for her that how she got attacked at this shower. It just
over what? Like she did nothing because, and then she's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I didn't sign an NDA. And Stassi's like, yes, you did. I can tell you're lying. Like, really? Like, who the fuck cares?
Did you kind of think that they that she was acting weird, though? And even on the at the Andy show that they kind of squirmed a little bit?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's like that. That was editing because Stassi was like her confessional, like she's looking away. So then they panned to a shot of her looking away. Like then she's fidgeting. Oh, she was adjusting.
I agreed that too. But when he asked them like live, they both did it. And maybe they're doing it on purpose. Maybe they know what they're doing because I wouldn't put it past them. But
yeah.
I did notice that like they're gonna stick to their story, whatever it is. Like those two are ride or die. Like they're gonna handle it. But I have to say,
but who cares?
I am as much of a Katie fan as I am an Ariana fan. I just don't care for her. But I have to say, this episode she kind of won me over because she just handled herself so well, and kind of like how I think every girl would want to handle themselves if they were attacked in this way, where you wouldn't want to just go. I feel like if Stassi came up to me, I would say sorry. I'd go, you know what? I didn't realize that you guys were thinking that. I'm so sorry. I don't want to make anything hard for Katie. I know this is her day. I would be apologizing all over myself, and I would hate myself for that. I'd be like, I'd be so mad. I'd probably go into the bathroom and cry after and be like, they make me so mad because I wouldn't be able to speak my truth. But Ariana just kind of took a breath and went in. Like she kind of like leaned into Stassi.
She wasn't crying. You could tell Stassi was about to cry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why she walked away.
Yeah. What did she say? She's like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because she's like, I don't give a fuck about you or your opinion. Like
the same exact way she handled her the last time she freaked out. Actually, I think it's three times she's handled her like this season. Where
she doesn't know what to do. She's used to be like, no, either fighting back or like groveling or oh I'm sorry or making or being weak, and she's just like not like Ariana's like very much like a dude that way, unaffected, unemotional, stands her ground. Like what the hell is your crazy ass problem? And that was just it was a dream for me.
Yeah, it was.
And I can't wait till next week when she says even more like, why do you think your opinion, like you can try to force me to have your opinion, like who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah, so
Stassi's not used to that.
The whole fight, like I guess this is why I was just like dreading this podcast today, and I was just thinking I don't understand, because it was just so strange how they were, the way they were standing there, the way they approached Ariana about this, it was just really, really disturbing. And
her Stassi's confessional, when she was talking about how she was fidgeting or whatever, she's like, oh, I'm sorry, you stole Kristen's boyfriend. She's like, what else did she say?
She said you stole Kristen's boyfriend. She listed like a bunch of things that were incorrect.
And it's like, she didn't steal Kristen's boyfriend. Obviously they had been breaking up for several years. Kristen had already cheated on Tom several times, including with his best friend Jax and her best friend's boyfriend Jax. She didn't steal any man, and like, ugh.
Well, I did find it strange. I did think that Ariana was being like, she's like, well, that's, you don't know what I've been through. And I thought, okay, what exactly has she been through?
Yeah,
though?
I did want her to like start listing things off. She's like, do you want me to start from the beginning, go to the end? I'm like, well, yeah,
she's,
I kind of do.
She's talking about Kristen being crazy, right? And everything that they had to go through to stay together.
Stalking her, yeah.
Yeah, everything, you know, all the, I'm sure like returning the furniture, getting off the lease, you know, all, I'm sure Kristen made drama out of every single thing.
Right.
But
every rumor, every like Miami girl, like every, like, yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I actually started going back over some of the episodes, and I was watching when Tom and Kristen were together. And I was just thinking that, you know, I do think that even though Kristen was super shitty with how she handled everything, that it still must be a little difficult for her to watch Ariana and Tom be so in love and everything and not kind of have some feelings there about how everything ended. So, and especially with how crazy Kristen is, I kind of am with her on that. And I think that Ariana was a little hard on her in some of those moments of not kind of being like, okay, you're crazy, I get it. But I can't wait to hear this whole argument play out. It's going to be so interesting.
Oh, it was great though, having someone stand up to Stassi and have her back away, cower away.
Yes,
like everybody just cowers to her. So,
and I a lot of people were tweeting, like there was this one tweet that she actually retweeted and everyone just like went crazy over it. Someone posted there like, I wish that I had a friend like Stassi, and they just played that little gif whatever it's called of Hunger Games. What's a Hunger? Jennifer Lawrence being like, "I volunteer," you know, and that like they're saying that they want a friend like that to stand up for them the way that Stassi does for Katie. Oh. But I actually like, I was just like, if this was my bridal shower and you were going after someone that I didn't like, I don't know. I think that would make me feel weak. Like I couldn't do it myself. Like, there's been some people in my life that you do make little comments to that help. You know, it is helpful sometimes. But
I did try.
That was amazing. And
but I also had a level of respect for the ambiance, so I didn't push anything.
Yeah, it could have been good. I wish that I had a film crew for that. But it's like you do need your friends to make those comments every once in a while. But
Michaela tried to film it. She got part of it. It was a really bad video. All right, go on.
Yeah, but you know, like every girl can relate to their friend standing up to someone who they really think is just like out of control. But I don't think that Ariana is out of control in that she talks to Lala. Like, that's just not crime. And that's not being disrespectful to Katie. It's just not.
And nor is Sheena talking to Lala in the workplace.
No.
And Katie is no frail little fawn in the wilderness, like, exposed. She is her own crazy tequila Katie. If she can't stand up for herself, what does it say about her? And why are you friends with someone they can't stand up for themselves? Like, that's pathetic. So either she's so pathetic, then you should focus on getting Katie help stand up for herself.
Yeah. And I just don't understand how these comments that Lala's making. So Stassi said in that Twitter post today that in the summer or in between the seasons is when Lala made these comments. So let's say that was around her wedding. Were those comments of when she was saying that she's fat or ugly or whatever she happened to say about her, did that cause a problem in her wedding? Did this cause a problem in her relationship? Like, yes, they are mean, immature things to say, but I really doubt that. I mean, to be honest, I think Katie has received hate like this through all of the seasons. I don't think, like, I think people have always said mean things to her. So I just can't believe that she's being affected by this so much where it's like, that's it. Like, I have to put my foot down and this is
it. Actually, there was a couple seasons ago before Lala even was in existence, you know, in related to the show, when people were saying things like that to Katie.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you don't like, well, and not so much in a mean way, but they were constantly asking if she was pregnant. Like, especially when she was on Andy, because she makes maybe poor wardrobe choices.
Uh-huh.
That, and you're on camera, and she is she is small. We've seen her in person. She's not fat.
You know what? If that's like just a little note to Katie, I really think that could be
a stylist.
It could be her platform, though. Like, if she could figure out a way to make us want to be on her side with this argument, I would be Team Katie. Like, if she was like, you know what? That just makes me feel so bad. Like, I've been trying to do this, this, or this, and I just don't film well. I would be like, oh my gosh, I totally relate to her. But the way she kind of stays quiet about it and just like bitter and then mouths off something even meaner, it's like, wait, I'm not rooting for you. Like, she never gives me something to be like, oh.
Because sometimes, like, you can have the most beautiful face and it doesn't photograph well.
Right.
Some people don't film well. Some people photograph and film amazing, better than in person.
Yes.
As we were just talking about.
Yes.
I'm horrible. Like, you know, I take 100 selfies to find one good one.
I think everyone does. I mean,
whatever, that's true.
And not to call out Stassi, but you know, even like she looked really, I liked her turtleneck bathing suit, but there was, if you stop the, when you're, you know, DVRing and you stop it, there's a couple of angles that the camera are taking where it's like, yikes.
Oops. Yeah.
Yeah, where that the angle is just not the best. And we've seen her in person. She's a tiny little thing, but yeah, it's like the angle.
The angle and the filming and yeah, it's...
So I just...
And Sheena is tiny now and like a couple angles on her like weren't the greatest. That's
yeah.
That's just life and normal and you guys can't edit and filter that out. Thank God, because people would really probably start to kill themselves because
yeah, but that's,
we already have enough photoshopping and filtering in life.
That's where I'm saying, like, I just feel like if Katie kind of came at the fans in a different way.
As vulnerable and
yes,
like, oh, I struggle with this
humbled
every day.
A little bit.
I'm a size 4. I photograph
if
like
she,
a 10 or something.
If
and
she
be like,
did
oh.
that, Lala would be done for.
Yeah, everyone would hate.
Hate her.
And we would all be like boosting Katie up as yes. we should be anyways, because again, even if she was fat, nobody should be fat shaming. But she's not.
She's
fat.
Not at all. I mean, no. We saw her in person too, and I wouldn't be like, oh, she's skin and bones, but she's not 100% not fat.
No.
And I don't know. I don't know. I get maybe she's the type of girl that doesn't care about that. She can handle it well, but I would be totally trying to like spin it to help myself. So that's interesting. One quick thing that I want to touch on now, it's like kind of not as important, but so Brittany's mom comes to town and so this is I was taken aback at Brittany's mom for some reason. I don't know if I'd seen a different photo of her, but when I saw her on camera, it just wasn't what I was expecting. She with the pink frosted lip and her personality, I mean, she was I see where Brittany gets like her smiley face and stuff, like I definitely saw, you know, what was there, and she
was like
really
a 1980s version of Brittany,
kind of
like a, she kind of a little bit reminds me of what's the girl in Legally Blonde, the nail.
Yes. Yeah.
Stifler's mom.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
They're like a more 1980s hat wearing church going version.
Yes. So she's, you know, she wants to know when Jax is going to pop the question to Brittany so she can start popping out kids and, you know, get going, you know, they can get plugged into a church and stuff. So that was really funny to see Jax kind of squirm. And while the girls are all at Katie's bridal shower, Jax and the boys went to have Mexican food at
El Coyote,
which Chad took me to.
Oh, did he?
And I was horrified.
See, I've had to go there with, you know,
yeah,
you can imagine.
The crew. Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the thing to do. But yeah.
Okay. Can you explain to me what the salsa is there? Do you remember the salsa? It's like tastes like ketchup.
Oh.
It was
yeah,
like.
Now that you mention it.
Like warm ketchup. It's the most. I was like, what WTF is this? But now that I saw it on camera again, I was like, I want to go back.
With the dresses.
Yes, yes. It's
authentic.
It's super iconic to LA. Yeah, and yeah. The guys were kind of talking like, oh man, like, you know, wow, Jax, you know, that's crazy. And then Tom kind of made a comment that makes, you know, all of us nervous about the upcoming wedding.
It's amazing. Like, he doesn't believe in the concept of marriage.
Yeah, he said that, yeah, he doesn't believe in the concept of marriage and that he is doing it to make Katie happy. And all of the guys kind of dropped their eyes and shook their head, and it was super uncomfortable.
Oh my God, like the episode for next when Sandoval's like, he's like an abused woman or abused wife or something, he says. Like,
yes.
Basically, yeah, I mean, I don't want to undermine that, but dude, it's, how do you think this is going to be successful? If this is the way you think and your mentality, and you are like so dominated and bullied, like, he's either going to stick with it because he's too weak to like not and then just be miserable his whole life, or he's just going to like. Yeah.
I think that he's not going to realize that he's miserable until it's kind of too late.
Yeah.
And his youth has gone away and he's worn down.
I mean, and he already isn't going to have. I mean, what kind of career is he going to have, because he's already in his 30s. And so there's only so much modeling.
Well, that's why I kind of question like where Katie's coming from too. Like, clearly it bothers her that he doesn't have a career. So I would maybe want my future husband to get that taken care of before I married him. And she's so desperate to just get it done that she's like, we'll figure it out later. Like, basically, like, I'll abuse you later after we're married.
Yeah.
And then you'll find what you want to do. But
she'll probably cut her hair pretty short right now, too.
Yeah. I just, it was
like Chad says.
Yeah. Really. It was just, it's sad. I feel bad for him. Okay, so then, like, it kind of wraps up. It goes back to the bridal shower, and that's when Ariana and Stassi get into it, and that scene was amazing. It was, you know, Stassi lost the argument again, and I can't wait to see next week what happens. And then Lisa shows up to the shower, and she gets to meet Brittany's mom, and they have a little conversation about, like, so you want Brittany to marry Jax? And she's like, yeah, you know, I want them to find a church and stuff. She's like, Jax isn't ready for the church. Like, this, like, some of her lines were just, like, so funny. And the look on poor Brittany's face and the mom's face, like, it reminded me of, like, when it would be, like, the parent-teacher conference at school, and I'd be, like, the teacher would kind of start, like, they always start off positive, and then they would turn it, and, like, my smile would, like, drop, and they'd be like, well, Holly, you do have a little problem with talking to your neighbor too much, and your math could use some improvement. I was just sitting there going, okay, enough, like, my mom doesn't need to know that. And then my mom would always be like, well, what can she do to help? And the teacher would be like, she could come in at lunch and I could tutor her. And I'd be like, my lunch? Like, come on.
Oh, my God.
And then my
mom, it's almost better before or after school because, like, your lunch is social hour.
Yeah. And it's like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it's horrible. Like, you don't want to go to school all day. You need a break. I needed a break.
Yeah.
So... It's all about me. Okay, so what did you think about Lisa's gift to Katie, the Katie Cougar blow-up doll that could help her out?
That was funny. I just, when she held up, like, the piece of lingerie from someone, she's like, this is why I don't wear lingerie. I can't figure it out. Like, first of all, she held up, like, a camisole.
Yes.
Like, you can't figure that out?
It wasn't, like, a strappy, like, bodysuit.
Right, like, with cutouts and, like,
like some of the stuff Michaela got, like, that was a little more complicated.
Like
La Perla?
No, not La Perla, but, you know, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
I got Michaela.
Yeah, what is it? Because I don't even know what that is. Oh, that's
Agent
how,
Provocateur.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christina Aguilera used to go there, and I made Chad drive me there, but I was too scared to go in because it's such a small shop, and I was like,
yeah,
I can't go
we
in.
We went in Vegas, so it's easier.
Yeah,
but we have gone in. Kai and I and David went into La Perla a few times on Rodeo, which is probably, you know, one of the most intimidating places when you're combining La Perla and Rodeo, and no one in the store.
Yeah,
that's just.
Oh,
like,
yeah, and the person, like, stands there to wait on your hand and foot. They're like, "What size do you need this in?"
Are you shopping for you?
Oh, my God. I would die.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We have these in 00, 000, and our plus size, 2.
And it's just like the little...
It's a gift!
It's like the little, like, bralette thing. Yeah. And, yeah. You're like, Yeah, so...
This would fit my Barbie.
So that was... I'm excited. So I guess now we're at the mid-season little timeout. Is it next week? I didn't even check.
Didn't see the previews?
No. What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to see the previews. I mean, it looks amazing.
I mean,
you did.
I did.
You saw Tom
I did.
Dress.
Yeah.
And the girl stripper grinding on Katie's crotch. That was not. I don't need to see that.
I mean, it looks like it's getting really intense. So I am happy that we will be able to talk all the way through these episodes. But
I'm excited for Ariana to confront Stassi again, saying, I don't need to follow your opinion. Like, thank you. So I'm excited for that. And then Sandoval saying Schwartz is an abused woman. And
yes.
Abused wife or something like that. And then, yeah, it just looks good.
It was also awkward when someone mentions to Brittany's mom that Jax has been with a couple guys.
Oh, that's what's in the preview.
And she's like, homosexual. Doesn't she say?
Were you a homosexual?
Yeah, and that was really awkward because I'm pretty sure he was. Like, from some, like, it looked like he, back in the day, he definitely had, like, some moments where he had maybe a sugar daddy.
You know
daddy.
What he was? He was Lala.
Yeah. Yeah, they all have been. Like, right. That's the funniest thing. Is it's like, okay, like, you guys are just mad that she's younger and do, like, right. I get it. Like, we've all been there where it's like someone younger comes up and hustles you better than you did. Like, yeah. they studied you and they're doing it better. I don't know. It's, I would be annoyed too. I kind of get where they're going, but it's just, it's not translating okay. well.
So, in Lala's defense, and I've told you the story before, but I mean, this is like 10, 15 years ago. Okay, and I'm in Vegas and I'm with friends from Texas and Seattle and LA, and we're sitting there at the Bellagio in this lounge and we're all, like, you know, having fun, and I'll just leave your imagination to go with that. But anyways, these girls come up to us and they're with these two older men, and they're these two, they look like Camille Grammer when she was like 20 years old. They're like two young mid 20 something girls, and they're with like these 65, 75 gray hair, you know, salty dogs.
Uh-huh.
And they're drinking martinis. We're in like an upscale lounge. And they come up because we're all having so much fun. There's probably like 10 of us and we're all in our late, we're all like prime age.
Right.
Because I'm not going to age shame myself.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, and they're like, oh my gosh, you guys look like you're having so much fun. Can we hang out with you for a little bit? And we're all like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, they're hanging out and talking to us for like 15 minutes. And then these salty dogs come over with their martinis and they're like, your drinks are waiting for you. Oh, yeah, we'll be right over in a second. And then they're not, because they want to keep, and they start hitting on a couple of my guy friends. And then the salty dogs come back and they're like, it's time for you to come back. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, okay, we'll be right there. So then we're saying our goodbyes to these two girls and they're like, where do you live? And I'm like, well, I live in Santa Monica. And she's like, oh, perfect. I live in Beverly Hills. We got to get together. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And we were talking about restaurants and stuff like that. And she's like, oh, I'm like, yeah, I want to try this and that. Cause you know, like, I'm into restaurants and yeah. foodie and that whole thing. And she's like, yeah, let's go here. Let's go there. She's like, I'll line up a couple sponsors for us. So it'll be perfect. I'm like, what do you mean? What? Sponsors? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. She's like, well, I'll get a couple guys, you know, so they'll come and they'll pay for us because we're not going to pay for ourselves. And I'm like, you mean dates? She's like, no, I'll get a couple sponsors. And I'm like, oh, what? And then I figured it out. I'm like, oh, okay. This is what Lala has. She has sponsors. Well, aka sugar daddies,
uh-huh.
blah, blah, blah. What, however it goes down, I was like, yeah, okay, last, yeah, not interested, sorry, bye.
Yeah.
But so for this, for them to say, like, this is just something she's doing, this is what Lala said. This is part of LA. Gross? Yes. Has it been happening forever? Yes. Does it happen in other cities? Obviously. It is just part of the thing. There's a lot of starlets here willing to do whatever.
And, yeah,
it's a
and
casting
coach. I feel
stuff.
Like there's different levels too. Like,
totally.
Like, of course, there's like what you just said, but there's also, you can hang around famous people and they will just join their entourage and they pay for everything. Like, duh. Like, it's you can go hang out with anyone, anytime.
Yep.
If you, and especially now with how social media is, you could literally study, you know, how to get into a group and, go do it. Like
those Bling Ring girls.
Yeah.
Right. They were hanging out with like Leonardo DiCaprio and they were like 17 years old.
Right.
Getting
right.
into clubs and.
Yes.
So she's right. Whether you like it or not, she is right. And whether you like what she does or what she doesn't do, it's really not your business.
And she's been doing this since the first time she was on the screen. Remember the first time she got busted for taking off on a modeling trip?
Yep.
And
yeah, who wouldn't take a free trip to Italy if she, yeah, if there's no strings attached or
she's fine with the strings, go girl. I don't know. Yeah. Like I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
So we're super excited for the rest of the episodes and we,
yeah, I mean, it's gotta be more than midway.
Yeah. And I mean, like, the wedding's coming, all the other stuff. So it should get good. Hopefully everyone has a little break. It looks like everyone breaks down crying.
Perfect.
Yeah. We love it. So, and we hope that the Twitter wars continue so we can continue to be entertained by this. I mean, I feel like they're starting to work. It's like, good. Like, if we're going to have this messy season, like, keep good. Keep doing it on Twitter. Keep Snapchatting.
Oh, and as you mentioned earlier, you've been getting emails. Email.
Yes.
Is there other social media? Because suggestions, tips, questions.
Yes. If you want us to talk about anything in particular, email us. And thank you so much to the people who have reached out and said that they're listening to the show and that they're enjoying it. We really appreciate it. And
what's the email address?
It's VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. And that is located on our website page, which is VanderpumpRulesParty.com. And I also received a couple tweets from this nice guy who said that our social media buttons aren't working on the website. And I said, oh, I'll fix that right away. I tried to fix it. I cannot fix it. So I still am working on that. But you can find us on all social media. Our Twitter is VPR Party Podcast, because I don't know what was going on with that, but you'll see us. We're all up on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram. So connect with us, you guys. We'd love to hear from you. And yes.
Cool. Till next week.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.